Hello everyone, welcome to Rika's podcast. This is a podcast where I talk about whatever that pops into my head in English and Japanese, bilingual. So grab yourself a cup of coffee or tea or whatever you want and just sit back and listen.
皆さん、リカーズポッドキャストへお越しいただきありがとうございます。この番組では私、リカーが英語と日本語を行ったり来たりしながら台本なしでお話をしています。まあ、お好きな飲み物などいただきながらぜひ聞いてください。
Alright then, here we go. Hey, the last podcast episode for this year, I guess.
You said we're doing it tomorrow, too.
Yeah, I did. Okay. Well, part one.
Okay.
Yes, okay. So this is another special edition with my dear friends, Chris and Evan.
Oh. Together we make Chris Evans, the first Avenger.
Together these two color people make one white guy?
It's incredible. Sadly, that's what it takes in this day and age.
Sad testament.
Yeah, we thought that we were going to do the podcast together, the three of us. This is our first time to actually do it, the three of us together.
Yeah, it is. It's true.
Mm. What do you think?
We've only just begun, so who knows?
Who knows how it goes, right? Yes.
But I think it'll be fluid and conversational.
So,
I think it'll be fun.
Today is 12月何日?
29.
29日ですよね。仕事を納めしましたか?
Yes.、
Yes, ma'am.
あ、わかる?仕事を納め。How would you say that in English?
Work finished for the
year. Yeah, work finished for the
year. Work's done for the year, yeah.
うまく納めましたか? It went well?
Yes, I think it went pretty well.
As well as it can, I suppose.
Okay, good, good, good.
I mean,
not bad, so...
I felt weird because I was in the office all day working on...a game for my students、and all of a sudden I noticed that everybody is cleaning around me but no one told me that we would be cleaning. I said okay, I'm just gonna keep working, and then somebody told me to get up and move some vacuum under my chair, so I go back to working, and then like a good 15 minutes later the head of the board of education、walks inAnd then everybody、stands up, and then my boss comes over. I'm like, why is everyone standing? And he says, the mayor is coming.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, so, okay.
The mayor came over, gave us a short speech.
That's why they were cleaning?
I imagine so. I have a clean room for mom and dad show up. So,
well, that's funny. Yes. Uh-huh. But you know the whole big deal about the big cleaning time at the end of the year in Japan.
I did not.
You did not, obviously.
That's why I was confused. Like,
but you've been here for what? Like 8 years?
See, here's the thing. I've been here for 8 years, but I've been in various, you know, not just occupations, but different places that may or may not put the same emphasis on said, you know. Like, so, for example, like at Tsuno High School, they say, okay, we're going to clean, but there's no meaning attached to it. It's just, all right, everybody's cleaning.
Yeah.
All right, cool. You know, it could have been at the end of the year, could have been at the beginning of the year,
right,
could have been at
yes.
the end of the school year, whatever.
Cleaning, right? Yes.
So.
Yeah. You know what it means to...
I mean, a little bit, but I mean, I haven't really had to do any of it. You know, nothing has affected my daily life in regards to that.
Yeah.
Like at school, I mean, I'm gone before everyone else is in terms of your last day before the end of the year, so it doesn't end up concerning me. And then in my own apartment, I mean, same as every other day. It's like I look at a pile of things that need to be cleaned, and I'm like, and then
maybe today's a good day. Is it a laundry day today?
Today's
dishes.
Well, I've heard about the term spring cleaning in
yeah,
the States. Do you do that?
I mean...
Some people do it.
It's not really like anything traditional or anything like
no.
that.
No. I think it's maybe just for a decent number of people, it's, I guess, an ideal time to clean.
Yeah.
I never really followed that mantra,
right,
to be honest.
Yes. We just want to welcome the new year. With a very clean house, I guess. Again, that's
one one might suggest that if you keep your house clean on a regular basis, you don't need to clean it just for meeting the new year.
Well, that's what we do. And then yesterday I was talking to one of my students, and she works for the hospital, and she told me that there are so many elderly people with broken bones because of cleaning at the end of
that's
the year.
That's why?
Yeah, because they go up the ladder and clean the roof or the, I mean, like the windows and everything. So that's very sad.
I think it's kind of funny, actually.
that's not a story you want to tell people. Like, oh my god, what happened? You broke your arm? Oh, well, I was dusting, and you know how it goes. Like, no, I don't know how it goes. What do you mean?
I mean, just imagine somebody would rather brave potential death than meet the new year with gutters that have been in the same condition that they were in, you know, before and will be in the same condition later on the next year. Like, wow, bro, really?
Yeah.
Just for the new year?
I can't imagine having PTSD over, like, a broom. You know, so...
Well, I was very surprised to hear that, but that really makes sense because they just want to, you know, like, clean the houses and because maybe their families are coming home or, I don't know, they just want to...
It's like a refreshing,
kind of. And then also, like, if you go to a supermarket, you will hear all these kind of New Year's theme song, don't you? And then you feel kind of rushed.
I never noticed.
Not to you guys.
Kizunokoto.
So we got, like, so many things to do, like, before the start of the new year.
I think the where we're different is... So Japanese New Year is like American Christmas.
Exactly.
So for Japanese people around this time of year, everybody's rushing around trying to do things.
That's
and
Christmas
for me,
there.
It's like New Year's for me is this time to just chill out with friends and party.
Mm.
So I'm not busy. I live like 31st. The first, except for in the evening, I have literally nothing to do, no plans. You know, so
just
I'm just like, yo, I don't know why y'all are rushing around.
Yeah, chilling out and stuff.
No one's showing up in my place, so I don't have to do any more usual, more than the usual cleaning.
So, man. Yeah, today is the 29th, as I said, and then tonight, we are going to go out to do like the last year-end party with the students tonight, so... Yeah, and then on the 30th, well, actually tomorrow, you're going to be invited to a mochi pounding event.
Indeed. Little known fact, mochi is the name of my brother. No, no,
really?
No, just,
what are you?
It's a mochi pounding. we're beating
mochi
Anyway.
Well, mochi must these days.
とにかく.
ということで、でもクリスはやったことがあるんで。
He's in the professional leagues.
なんか仕方がわかる。うん、そうね。私だったことないから多分クリスの方が詳しいよね。うまくできると思う。うん、でもあんまり餅好きじゃないの。あんまり好きじゃない。なんか味がちょっと微妙かな。味が微妙。なんだかな。味がないもんね。はい。なんか
It just tastes like rice. It just tastes
it's
like plain rice.
It's like gooey,
plain rice. It's like one step short of tasteless taffy. Taffy's wonderful. Tasteless taffy is not.
Tasteless taffy, ka.
That's what it's like.
Well, even the
texture's not even bad.
Mm.
It's just, there's no flavor.
That's why we have so many kinds of toppings, right?
Well, yeah, but when we're just like, oh, we're gonna make mochi. It's like, are there toppings here? Because normally when I go, they just like, look, we made mochi. And then
really?
Like, here, have some mochi. And there's nothing on it.
I usually put anything.
Anything?
Not anything, I'm sorry. There's so many things that you can put on. I wouldn't eat it by itself.
Neither would I.
でも、エヴァンは初めて。
初めてですよね。僕はモチパウンディングのチェリーボーイ。あ、モチパウンディングバージョン。 isn't this usually where you edit stuff out?
No, I'm not gonna edit this time.
It's going on the internet.
Your mom is gonna listen to it too.
She actually told me she's going to, so I have that to look forward to. But yes, it will be my first time, and hopefully not the last.
So the traditional way of multi pounding is very rare nowadays in Japan. So I guess you got to have fun, maybe.
Yeah. Is it rare now just because it's just not convenient to do?
Yeah, it's a lot of work. And it's the thing is like so big and everything.
The mortar that they use for, like, if you imagine like a giant bowl,
sure,
made of stone with a wooden platform, takes like three people to carry.
Okay, it's not messing around.
It's like that. So obviously, this is not a one person.
Yeah.
Sure.
Operation.
Not at all.
It's a team effort, for sure.
Team effort, yes, for sure. And then you have to, like, prepare very well. I think the rice needs to be soaked maybe the day before, the 2 days before, or something like that to have the smooth texture. And the rhythm itself is very important when you pound. Mm. So one person pounding and the other person, what is she doing?
Well, I think it depends on what you're doing.
I think he knows much more than I do.
Well, I've seen it a few times. I've participated a few times. Like, so in the times that I've participated, it's typically just two people with hammers pounding the mochi.
Ah, two people pounding.
Double pound.
If you're like in, I want to say like Osaka or Kyoto, like the special mochi. I saw a video of a special traditional mochi making store, a shop, and they were making like green tea flavored mochi. It was like really iridescent green looking mochi,
like radioactive.
Yeah, so you had, you know, one guy would smash with the hammer, and the other guy would, you know, slap the mochi and then grab it and flip it open.
Yeah.
They would do this a lot, and then, and there's, for the, I guess, the rhythm and the show of it, the guy who would slap would also ki-ai with it. You know, keep slapping it. Now, the times that I participated in it, we didn't have that person there.
It's like the hype man.
Basically.
But
yeah.
You really have to have a very, you know, like, trust with each other.
I agree.
Yeah.
If you're the person with this, if you're the person not holding the hammer, just grabbing and throwing, yeah, you would have to trust the people you're working with.
So
I'm glad they do.
So,
yeah. I don't.
I've got a dumb question, and I'm pretty sure the answer is going to be no, but I'm going to ask it anyway. You know, because you said rhythm is very important, right? I know how, like, they say, like, when you give, like, CPR to somebody, they imagine, think of, like, the song Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees as the rhythm.
Oh, really? Stayin' Alive?
Which is,
no.
Ironically, a good song title
what
for that
the,
kind of thing.
What was the song in Japanese that we sing? Yeah.
Oh, was there a Japanese song for that,
yeah,
that same,
so.
Like, beats per minute?
Right. Was it Happy Birthday? Maybe not. I think that was washing your hands.
Oh, I can't imagine trying to save somebody's
happy birthdays for washing.
Saving somebody's life. You're like, happy birthday.
And you're supposed to sing it twice.
So, washing your hands. Staying Alive.
Staying Alive by the Bee Gees.
Yeah.
For CPR rhythm. So, and you said rhythm is very important for multi-pounding, so I wondered, again, I know the answer is no, but would there be like an ideal, like, beats per minute or a good song rhythm that would be ideal for, like, you know, pound, huh, pound, huh, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
to have in your mind when you're doing it, to have an ideal rhythm.
Not that I know of.
Okay. Like I said, I knew the answer was going to be no, but...
Well, so I think for the professionals, maybe there's an ideal song.
Yeah.
But they go much, much faster.
Sure.
Than,
way faster.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's. I would put it at 120 beats a minute.
That's pretty decent.
You know, they're they're going.
Yeah.
So, whereas typical people making the mochi are much slower. So, like, if you had to have a song, just imagine like. Ue wa mute aruko. Like. probably the rhythm, and that's just with the two hammers.
Right.
You don't need the hype man in there doing it. You know, it's just boom, boom, boom. That.
Well, we don't go car.
I'm just. It's a nice, easy song.
Yeah, it's.
That's a good rhythm. You know.
Yeah.
If you gotta have a song for us amateur mochi makers, I think
okay.
That would be
okay.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe we could sing along. That maybe tomorrow morning and then
the maybe you can sing.
No, I'm not gonna do
he said he needed the song. I don't plan to sing. I'm just gonna pound the mochi.
You're just gonna bring the percussion to the show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just bringing the muscle.
Oh, that's a good idea. They need some people with muscles, I guess. It's the kind of heavy, ne? And I'm not kidding.
The mallet, I
mallet
guess.
Mallet.
Hammer.
こっちは?
I think that's called a mortar.
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 As you imagine, like a mortar and
pestle.
Mortar
and
pestle, yeah.
Mallet, because it's wooden?
I would call
I
a mallet specifically because it's wooden.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, wooden mallet. Cause we don't normally say mallet for like metal or anything.
You wouldn't say like hammer.
I mean,
you wouldn't say hammer.
I mean, it makes sense, but probably mallet. I guess. Do you know Harley Quinn, the Batman villain? I don't know if you know. Well, her weapon is a mallet, and it's a very large wooden hammer. And I'm like, that's my image of like a mallet.
Okay.
Yeah, mallet.
なので明日楽しみですね。
Yeah.
Even
though
you're not gonna eat mochi.
I might give most of mine away, take one or two of them home, and try to like add some secret sauce or something.
Secret sauce.
Secret sauce.
No,
you know,
no secret sauce.
Maybe I'll. I still have leftover cookie dough, so maybe I'll try to
mix that
together.
Oh,
dangerous!
You know, like
yeah.
Put the cookie dough on the outside, mochi on the inside, so the outside cookie be crunchy.
Ah,
also,
cookie
then
dough
bake
outside,
it. And then you'll bake it.
Well, I mean,
the other way around, huh?
I can't see baking a cookie inside the mochi.
Mm.
Although it's worth a shot.
Yeah, you could try both
unless
ways.
You, unless
you have to take apart the mochi to get
right.
the cookie inside.
If you like baked a cookie
kidding.
And then took apart mochi and put it around it, making like a mochi embryo situation.
You'd have to make the mochi and then already have the cookie dough in place and then put it together and get it all like relatively solidified and then bake it. But right, like once the mochi's made, unless you're planning on putting like some very wide mochi together around cookie dough. But
I just have one question about the cookie dough.
Yes.
Why do people in the States eat cookie dough by itself before baking it?
I think the simple answer is it's delicious.
But to me, like, it's not cooked yet. I mean, like, it's got flour and everything.
I have a question for your question.
Okay.
Do you ever make brownies?
I have made in the past, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever lick the spoon?
No.
Oh, then what? What? So much for my...
No, so... I will just call it... I will attribute it to just different cultures. See, for me... Like... Eating... Cookie dough seems very natural because I grew up with it. At the same time, for example, like natto. There's lots of people in Japan who are like, yes, not you don't like natto? I can't believe it. It's like, why would you eat that? That's the same. That's the thing for me. Like,
it's just a cultural difference.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess so. Because I mean, if you do eat too much cookie dough. That's not good.
Yeah.
I mean,
if you eat too much cookies, it's not good.
Well, that too.
I mean,
but since the cookie dough is raw, you could get, like, salmonella.
Because you guys don't really eat, like, raw eggs. But why cookie dough? Because it's got raw eggs in it, too, right?
I think the trick is it's with how the ingredients are processed. So, for example, like, in America, we don't eat raw eggs. We don't eat raw chicken. It's very rare for us to eat anything raw because of... You know, the germs that are associated with raw food. Whereas in Japan, that's not a problem. But the processing is different.
Yeah.
You know. So, for, like, there's there's restaurants in Miyazaki that specialize, for example, in raw chicken,
mm-hmm.
like chicken sashimi.
Mm.
In America, that would be unheard of. There's no way you could get anybody to eat raw chicken.
Not only
in
that,
America.
It would be shut down immediately.
Exactly.
Have
by
you
like
tried it?
Health, by like the FDA.
Nope. Can't do it.
Have you tried it?
Not the chicken. I did try. What was it? Umasashimi.
Umasashi.
A horse.
Basashi. Mm.
Basashi.
Mm.
I tried that one time. I was incredibly nervous.
Yeah.
I was like sweating. I'm like, am I going to die? It wasn't bad, actually.
It wasn't bad, right?
Like,
obviously, you have never tried.
Nah, I like horses.
You like horses?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I mean, I don't necessarily make the distinction, you know, based on moral reasons. It's more of a, I like this animal, so I won't eat it. I'm not particularly attached to this animal, so I don't mind you. I don't mind. Like, I'm not particularly attached to chickens.
Or cows.
Or cows. So I'll eat them. It might be different if I was raising my own,
mm-hmm.
but it's like
just a personal preference,
you know.
Yeah.
Just like in certain places in the world, eating dogs and cats,
yeah.
like it's to those people, it's just meat.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, because where I come from, it's a little bit different. So I don't eat horses because I like horses. Don't eat whales and dolphins because I like whales and dolphins.
Ah, so
I
put
I'll eat shark
mm-hmm.
because sharks are fish. I like fish. Fish are okay. You know, but...
Interesting.
You know.
Interesting. Mm, okay. I just wondered about the cookie dough all the time because they would just eat it before baking them, so...
It's the processing. It's
yeah.
just not as... It's not as safe as it would be. Like, I wouldn't have any problem eating cookie dough here.
Because
it's just safer here. But not the same in America.
Mm.
I guess it's kind of like... You tell someone, oh, I eat raw fish all the time. What do you mean you eat raw fish? Anyway, so I'm eating this cookie dough. Like, you eat
yeah.
cookie dough? What? Like, same thing,
that's
I guess.
The thing, right?
I was
going to
bring up the corn and the mayonnaise on the pizza thing. You
we
have a problem with cookie
before.
Dough, but you put corn on your pizza. What's wrong with you?
The people who listen to it know.
Somehow it always comes back to that.
Yes.
It's going to come up almost every time. Anytime food is mentioned, it's probably going to come
up. You
and
your corn.
Sacrilege!
So, yeah. Originally, we were going to look back on this year and talk about the stuff, but of course.
We still have 9 minutes. 8 minutes.
2021's been a weird year.
Yeah.
I mean...
In what way?
Just how your daily life is affected by the world situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which... But in Japan, it's been starkly different from other parts of the world, too.
Mm-hmm.
So... You know, I'm sure some people listening might have had a very different experience.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, we've actually been relatively okay, like, the second half of this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's calmed down quite a bit here.
Mm-hmm.
For now, yeah. Fingers crossed it stays
yeah,
that way.
Yeah.
But,
mm-hmm.
you know, so... It's that everyday kind of, like, adjustment of, like, well, can I do this now today? Or
mm-hmm.
can I still not do this?
Mm-hmm.
Or... Is it a good idea? Is it not a good idea? It's been an interesting challenge.
So, a big shift. Mm-hmm.
I almost feel kind of the opposite.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Well, so, for example, there's been a lot of places in the world, for example, like in America, where a lot of different jobs and organizations switch to, like, working from home.
Mm-hmm.
And it changed a lot of people's ideas on, like, are offices really necessary? Does everybody have to come to this building and do, you know, do this thing?
Mm.
So a lot of people's livelihoods have been, in some cases, upended, but in other cases, just changed a lot as far as work is concerned due to corona.
Mm.
Whereas here in Miyazaki, being an English teacher, being ALTs, it's basically business as usual.
Mm.
Like, before corona hit, all right, go to work.
Mm-hmm.
After corona hit, go to work, be careful.
Yeah.
You know, like,
so
we didn't even, like, unless there was a confirmed case at one of your schools, they didn't even really do a whole lot of testing.
No.
Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. So for me, like, every day was basically the same as it was last year. There was no change.
Mm-hmm.
Except they were like, all right, so... make sure you keep your mask on.
Mm-hmm.
And even that went out the window a lot.
そうね。
This year for me looked a whole lot like last year.
そう、もう2年だもんね。
Yeah.
2 years だよね。
Yeah.
Ever since you got here だよね、エヴァンの場合はね。
Yeah, I have the ultimate timing. truly a gift and a skill.
ね。ね。本当ギリギリだったもんね。
Absolutely.
Last minute でしょ。
I snuck right in before the, you know, the border gates closed.
そう。
You know?
I'm glad you made it, though.
Me as well. Me too.
ね、本当にいろんなことが変わったからね。来年はいい年になればいいけど。
賛成です。
賛成ですね。
I agree.
So, well, we're running out of time, unfortunately, for part one. This was the intro.
We still have 5 minutes.
Okay, then go ahead.
And our ride's not showing
up for
another 20.
Oh, you were talking about like what something that happened to you that was really funny or something. Or should we save it for tomorrow?
We should save.
Oh yeah.
Save that one for tomorrow.
Okay. Okay. Well, anything else to say?
Well.
Don't put Twinkies on your pizza.
I've never seen that, and I hope to never see that. I will say, I guess on the topic of food, you talk about certain things you just don't like or don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that, like, even though I don't mind eating it because, like, it tastes fine, I still don't understand putting noodles in bread.
Oh, yakisoba pan
to ka. Like, to me, it's just, like, carbs on carbs. And it's just wild to me. Like, again, it tastes fine. I don't mind it. But then when
yeah.
I think about it, I'm like, what is actually happening here?
Like, why both?
Yeah, like,
why don't you just sell me the yakisoba?
Mm-hmm.
I would find that much more delicious.
でもそれポピュラーだよね。結構みんな好きよね。
そう、huh?
なんかでも大阪とかでは何お好み焼きとご飯が普通。
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Okay.
大阪だけね。
Right.
って聞いたことあるけど。Yeah, we like 炭水化物じゃない。本当に。
That's fair.
ね、日本はね。
I'm okay with it.
You're okay with that?
Although, if I had to pick, like, my favorite bread, it would probably be the yaki curry pan.
Yaki curry pan, ne?
So good. Especially when it's fresh. Like, just out of the oil, fresh. So good.
Oishii yo ne, curry pan, ne?
So good.
That does sound really good. So oishii so da yo ne.
Kyou curry datta ra yokatta ne.
Fingers crossed.
No, I don't think they're gonna serve any curry at this place. 今日はなんか、和風居酒屋かな、ジャパンスタイルだから、ちょっとね、あのクリスがすごいピッキーなので、あの食べれるかな。
The eye roll. The eye roll.
ちょっと不安。でもクリスが今日はクッキー焼いてきてくれたんだよね。
Yes.
What kind of cookies?
They are.Double chocolate chunk cookies.
Wow.
Very highly researched recipe.
Wow.
It took me a while to make that. I'll say.
Yeah, last time we had a party. The Christmas party was like a week ago. Was it?
Yeah.
And then we had lots of fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably the most fun I've ever had at a Bonin Kai.
And also the longest I ever saw people try to figure out how much everybody owes for groceries.
And we were not even drunk then.
Yeah, that's the worrying part. Yeah, like five calculators going at the same time.
Yeah,
like, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Like, let me pull out my abacus.
So complicated. I don't know why that happened, but it was just so funny. And it was the gang. And like,
Yeah.
前に話したことある寄婦人会というグループを生徒さんたちと作ってて、寄婦人会っていうのを奇妙な婦人ですね、っていう意味で作ってて、でエヴァン calls them なんだっけ Forever JK
Forever JK
すごい愉快な仲間たちとね、ちょっとパーティーをしたんだけど、Originally we were gonna go to Costco and do a lot of shopping together and come back and then party, but it was too cold to drive up there, and the roads were icy, so we decided to just go to a baby Costco.
Right.
The new trial.
So, trial. But it was good enough and fun enough.
Yeah, for sure.
Just shopping around, it was so much fun. Yeah.
It was.
It felt like being at Disney, where like at all times one person is missing.
It's like an amusement park.
Yeah, you're just walking around, you're like,
I cannot imagine what would have happened if we went to Costco, the real one.
Well, the real Costco is much busier.
Yeah, I know, that's why.
Everybody, so we had this idea that we would go as a group, and then, but it's difficult for example, 8 people to be walking around in a group with these smaller aisles.
So
like, okay, let's split off. And like, 3 went here, 3 went here, and 2
like,
went here.
We're never gonna get together again. I mean, like, it's, it would have been chaos. So, I think it was good that it was cold that day. So we did some games. What was it called?
Game called Spoons.
Spoons, yeah. Everybody had to drink when they lost.
That wasn't the drinking game.
That was
the kicks and giggles game.
Yeah, that was the mild one.
The drinking game is King's Cup.
Probably we can do that today. Kana? Dokana? Okay.
Well, I have the cards, but we need that's for the people who really want to drink.
Yeah. That party was... The pit?
Yes. I taught her that.
Good stuff.
See?
My new word for this week. That was the tits. You needed
yes.
that. That was tits or that was
yes.
the tits? Yeah, that means like super awesome.
Yes.
Yeah,
to all of you listening, do not say this to your boss or
your
senpai or your mother, because if they understand it, you're going to get some looks.
That was the tits.
I sincerely hope we get to do that several times more.
Oh yeah.
In the next 3 months.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's just so much fun with all of
them. Have 3 months.
So na kanji de. This is part one. And we're gonna be recording another one tomorrow.
And I will tell you stories.
Yes, please look forward to that.
There will be a sequel. It'll have a bigger budget.
The year end special ということで、クリストエヴァンでした。とりあえず、ありがとうございました。
ありがとうございました。
じゃあ、またね。